Pope Leo XIV is not only the first North American pontiff, he is also the first Augustinian friar to head the Roman Catholic Church. And since his election earlier this year, Catholic men are showing an increased interest in joining Leo's religious order. The Augustinians are a small group. There are fewer than 3,000 friars in the entire world, so the uptick is noticeable. NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports on the Augustinians, their communities, and their ideal of holy friendship.
Will you come and follow me if I but call your name?
This summer, U.S. Augustinians welcomed three men into the order during a mass in Chicago. Among them, James Schlegel took his vows before friends and family and fellow friars.
I, James Michael Schlegel, led by the Holy Spirit, declare my intention to follow Jesus Christ more closely.
Schlegel knelt before the altar and promised poverty, chastity, obedience, and to follow the rule of 4th century church father Augustine.
And our holy father Augustine, I give myself to God and unite myself to his will.
This day was the culmination of years of discernment for Schlegel, who's now 32. In his early and mid-20s, his life was different.
Anything that a young man would do, I was doing. My heart was hurting. It was open, and I wanted direction.
He eventually discerned a call to the priesthood and to the Augustinian order. He thought deeply about the vows he'd promised to follow for the rest of his life.
Poverty, chastity, obedience. These are ways that we can open ourselves up to Christ and open ourselves up to the people he asks us to serve.
But that discernment wasn't done in isolation. Schlegel met regularly with others exploring their calling.
We prayed the Liturgy of the Hours. We spoke about where we felt like we were being led. Father Phil also posed books from St. Augustine to us to read.
Father Phil is the vocations director for Augustinians in the Western U.S., Philip Yang. His work with men considering a call to the priesthood has changed since Pope Leo's election in May.
It was quite typical that we would get two or three discerners, but with Pope Leo, after his election, I now have 15 discerners. It's unbelievable.
Aside from the new attention Leo brings to the order, Yang says the appeal is that unlike most priests who live alone, Augustinians live with other friars.
So there's what we call intentional community. After ministry's done, when the day is done, you come back home to share a meal with your brothers, to pray the Psalms together, and to have this holy time of friendship.
Friendship, says Yang, in service to more than staving off loneliness.
When Christ talked to the disciples, Christ says, "You are no longer slaves, you are my friends." And for St. Augustine, he took that very seriously. He really loved friendship. And for him, true holiness can come from deep friendship.
This is a theology of friendship.
We're not like holy roommates with one another.
Father Max Villeneuve is an Augustinian and the pastor of Our Mother of Good Counsel Parish in Los Angeles.
It's one mind and heart intent upon God is what St. Augustine says. Before all else, love God and one another. So it's about intentionally forming a community with purpose.
The purpose, growing closer to God. Villeneuve says this theme appears time and again in Augustine's writings.
I went and sought you out in all the things of the world, and you weren't there, and all I had to recognize was that you were here with me the entire time. And so the Augustinian path is really, Lord, let me know myself that I may know you.
Villeneuve takes me to a mosaic laid into an exterior wall of his church.
Different depictions of this mosaic I just think are really lovely and just show some of our Augustinian family and our Augustinian saints.
A cloud of witnesses who grew closer to God, says Villeneuve, through knowing friends and knowing themselves.
Augustine and St. Monica, Claire of Montefalco, St. Rita of Cascia, who's probably our most popular saint.
James, receive the rule and constitutions of the Order of St. Augustine.
Back at James Schlegel's vows ceremony, Father Tony Pizzo welcomes him into the order.
May the Lord grant you the grace to observe all of these precepts with love. As a lover of spiritual beauty, radiating by your good life the example of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Schlegel says he is at peace in a way he had not imagined when he first became a novice.
The first 2 days in the novitiate, quite frankly, I was terrified. I was sleeping and my heart was pounding and I was scared. And I asked the Blessed Virgin Mary, help me stay here. And she did.
And staying, says Schlegel, changed him.
Community is like a tray full of precious gems. Each one beautiful, but they're jagged. And what community does is it shakes that tray, which then leads to the other gems grinding each other until it becomes smooth.
Still distinct, but polished by each other through life together. Jason DeRose, NPR News.